This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Carnivore Club, the subscription service that brings exceptional quality cured meats to your door from some of America's most talented meat artisans.
Carnivore Club is an amazing gift for your meat-loving spouse. Who doesn't have a meat-loving spouse? A meat-loving spouse, family member, or coworker?
The number of boxes you want to gift can be customized. You can order just one box. You can order a subscription. They will have incredible high-end artisan cured meats, like stuff from La Quercia. You know, you're going to get Berkshire prosciutto. You're going to get wild boar salami, bison jerky.
Woo! This month's feature is California's Angel Salumi. And you can get $10 off a gift or subscription when you enter the promo code MILK at checkout.
So visit carnivoreclub.co to give the best gift to the discerning meat lover in your life.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about care packages.
Yep. And, you know, we thought about really going all out and, like, making each other a care package. But that's like, you know, when you're in your home city and here we are actually in the comfort of Matthew's home, what kind of care package can a person possibly need?
Well, that feels like kind of the height of indulgence, right?
Yeah. It's like it's like having a massage therapist come to your home.
Have you ever done that?
My mother did that for a long time. That was like her treat to herself. I feel like more power to you, Mom.
She would have a massage therapist come to her home. She wouldn't go to other people's homes and massage them.
That's correct.
Unexpectedly.
That's correct.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's probably just as well.
Yeah.
So this is going to be kind of all memory lane. At least the first half, right? Because like, when was the last time you remember getting a care package?
The last time I remember getting a care package was when Brandon and I were dating, actually.
Oh.
And he was still living in New York.
And he sent you like a care package of New York-y stuff?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you all about it.
You know what? You should marry him.
I did.
What?
Reader, I married him.
Okay, so what was in a Brandon New York care package?
Well, so we had just started dating, and he sent me this gigantic box, and I was living in an apartment complex at the time, and I don't know what the deal was, but they didn't deliver it, so I had to drive all the way down to the UPS place, like down by the airport.
Yes.
But then I had the real thrill and sort of memorable moment of like sitting in my car unpacking this box and feeling all, you know, overcome with love and love.
Love and love. Yeah.
Love and love. Anyway, he sent me some beer.
Oh, nice. That's probably illegal. I like it.
It was illegal. Uh-huh. He sent me some Brooklyn Brewery beer. I think he sent me a full six pack and then a couple of another kind of beer.
Nice. This sounds expensive. That's love.
This was a very heavy box.
Yeah.
And then he sent me some sort of chocolate that, like, he really liked that, I don't know.
Chocolate is good enough.
Chocolate was good enough. Anyway, and I don't remember what else, but I remember around the time I was also sending him care packages.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. This is great. I'm so glad you've got this because my you know, care package memory lane segment is going to be 10 seconds long.
I'm telling you, I love long distance relationships.
Interesting.
They are, I mean, you know, not least because they're great fodder for care packages. Yeah, I would bake him banana bread with ginger and chocolate. I would send that to him sometimes. I seem to recall like going to Joann Fabrics and like buying some sort of like
I don't know what you're about to say.
Sexy sort of fabric or something, like lace.
What?
And like wrapping the Tupperware with this banana bread in it. It was like the weirdest mishmash of like
that,
female signifiers.
That
like
is genuinely
banana
weird.
Bread and lace.
Like, yeah.
I think there's a Stevie Nicks and Don Henley song by
like
that
banana bread and lace? Yes. Let's do that next time at karaoke.
Yeah, okay.
This is supposed to represent like, you know, since you can't like, you know, unwrap
like
my lace-clad form.
I'm lace on the outside and all banana bread on the inside.
That's kind of true, right?
It is okay. True. Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay.
I mean, you wonder why he proposed.
No, I don't wonder.
I would marry anybody who was lace on the outside and banana bread on the inside.
Yeah, no, if I got this care package, like, you know, I'd feel like excited and kind of confused and like, I mean, I guess this is kind of how I feel.
How am
most...
I supposed to feel?
Right.
Comforted, turned on.
Right.
Comforted, turned on.
This doesn't sound bad.
No. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So did you finish explaining what was in his care package? Mostly lace wrapped banana bread?
I finished.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone finished. The last care package I can remember getting was in college. Unless you count, of course, the wonderful junk food boxes that our listeners sometimes send to us. Those are absolutely
care packages.
So my mom would send care packages like when I was in college. And I hope this is something that still goes on. I'd like to hear from listeners.
I got college care packages as well, but I'll let you go first.
So the main thing I remember my care packages containing was white cheddar Cheez-Its, which we've talked about and
really?
Eaten on the show before.
Oh my
yes.
God, I love that you've been eating them for this long.
Yeah, they were fairly new at the time, and my mom knew that they were my favorite cracker, and probably still are my favorite cracker. And, you know, she would put a couple of boxes of white cheddar Cheez-Its in a cardboard box, and I'm sure some kind of candy, and I think we'll get into this later, but maybe some cash also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, there's something about a college care package that is especially great because, you know, it's not like you couldn't walk down to the Safeway and buy yourself
right.
white cheddar Cheez-Its and uh-huh. candy. But the fact that your mom was thinking of you and took the time to do it, somehow it was so exciting to get
yeah.
that box.
And
did you feel comforted and turned on?
I felt 50% of those things. I think, I don't know if I'm making this up, but I think a thing that would happen is, yes.
Go on.
You know, someone would get a care package and it would be like, you know, chumming for sharks. And like, you know, someone would open the care package, like you'd hear the rip of the cardboard
yes.
box, and like other like students who will just fucking eat anything would come running like, you know, we heard there might be food. Yeah. Like, this is one of my favorite things I remember about college.
That's
it was just
one
like
of the best things about college.
Yeah, just like just,
if
we
you
will...
want to get people anywhere, just present some food.
I think maybe we've talked about this already recently that you know, that I took a college class last summer you know, with actual like 20-year-old college students in it. And I was so delighted and reassured by the fact that, you know, they will just put any kind of garbage into their body, like even more so than me. Just like this is still a thing about college students. Like, yeah, you know, I'll totally eat like a couple of Rice Krispie treats and some macaroni for lunch.
Uh-huh. That is so college.
It's wonderful.
That's so college. You forgot about the frozen yogurt machine, but this is not an episode about college.
We did
food.
That episode.
Yes. So when I was in college, the thing that I remember my mom sending me were these big chocolate chip cookies from a bakery in Oklahoma
nice.
City. And I mean, they were really big and they had a lot of brown sugar in them. They were like super
yeah.
caramelly. And she would send me six of them and they would be all like stacked up in a plastic
and
bag. Wrapped in lace. And anyway, I remember, that's what I remember getting from her. I was always so excited. I would put them in the freezer because they were even better when they were frozen.
Wow. And they didn't get too stale like on the way?
Oh, no,
okay.
no.
Another thing I remember, I don't think I ever got this, but I remember other people getting and like participating in the consuming of was like a Costco-sized thing of Red Vines.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like,
I feel like in the late part of my teens and my early 20s, there were a lot of big things of Red Vines.
Yeah, that was that format of like the red vines kind of standing up in the mm-hmm. in the flimsy plastic tub, like really nostalgic for me, even though I don't really love red vines.
I don't really love red vines either.
But if, you know, if someone opened one of those and just like put it out and said, have at it, I would have at it.
Oh, if somebody put it out and said, have at it.
that's just a good philosophy in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's wrapped in lace or not.
Well, so, you know, before we go further back down memory lane, we've kind of done a reverse memory lane today, I should point out. We've started with the most recent and then been working our way backwards. But anyway, I think that we should define care packages because I want to know what you found on Wikipedia.
Great. You saw me shuffling papers.
I did.
Like we're, yes, we're at a business meeting.
We are reading the news. We're news readers.
Yes. In other news.
I'll be Jane Pauley.
Okay. And I'll be Tom Brokaw. Okay. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. Jane Pauley, for some reason, was the first person who came to mind for
me. Jane Pauley's
great. Do you remember Deborah Norville? I never really was into her.
I remember her like being
she had a funny mouth.
That she, you know, she like replaced someone beloved. Was it Jane Pauley that she replaced?
I think it was Jane Pauley.
And that this was very controversial.
Was it Jane Pauley?
And then someone else.
And then there was Katie Couric.
Katie Couric replaced Deborah Norville. This is really important news. Like I said, I'm reading the news. Is it breaking news? Katie Couric has replaced Deborah Norville. what was that, like 1990?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did not know any of like the true history of care packages until I looked it up on Wikipedia, expecting to kind of find an article of people, you know, editing the page to talk about like shit they used to get in college. But actually, and probably maybe all listeners, readers, whatever they are, already know this, that care package is a registered trademark of the humanitarian organization Cooperative for Assistance and Relief Everywhere. Clearly one of those things where they came up with the word and then they're like, oh, this should be an acronym. like, you know, it's like the...
We need to find some words that fit in here.
Like the Restore Our Patriotism Act. We need to come up with 17 words that stand for that. So, you know, it was to send food relief to Europe after World War II. And there's a list of what was in the first care package.
Ooh, please read.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a long list. I might not read the whole thing.
Okay.
1 pound of beef in broth, 1 pound of steak and kidneys, 8 ounces of liver loaf, 8 ounces of corned beef.
Things were so different then.
Yeah, 12 ounces of luncheon loaf.
Wait, luncheon loaf?
It says, helpfully, like spam.
Oh, okay.
8 ounces of bacon, 2 pounds of margarine, 1 pound of lard, 1 pound of fruit preserves, 1 pound of honey, 1 pound of raisins, 1 pound of chocolate, 2 pounds of sugar, 8 ounces of egg powder. Isn't this kind of soothing?
This is really soothing. 2 pounds
of whole milk powder
when I get into bed.
Uh-huh. And 2 pounds of coffee.
I would be really excited to receive that care package.
For sure.
I mean, minus the steak and kidneys.
Maybe.
I'm not big on kidneys.
Maybe hold the liver loaf.
Yeah, I'd probably taste the liver loaf.
Sure.
I'll never get around a kidney.
I've eaten kidneys at a restaurant in France.
I've eaten kidneys at a restaurant in Italy.
Did I love it? No.
I felt them to be a little bit uriny.
This was a classic situation where I did not recognize the word on the menu and did not know what I was ordering.
You were like, I would love the rognon.
That is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Rognon de veau.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was surprising and I guess disappointing.
And uriny.
Yeah, but I feel much better now. so that was like the first care package, and then it got co-opted by disgusting college students, you know, eating red vines till they puke. This episode is brought to you by Studio Neat, makers of unique tools for the home cocktail enthusiast.
Most bar tools were designed to be used, you know, in a commercial bar setting. It's not always a great fit for just making one or two drinks for you and a friend, let's say, or just you alone if you're that kind of drinker.
Absolutely, which sometimes I am, let's be honest.
Yeah,
and when
I drink too.
Alone, I want a beautiful ice cube, and that's why I turn to the Neat Ice Kit, which is everything you need to make a perfectly clear cube of pristine ice.
You can also use it to make smaller chunks, we should add,
yes,
or crushed ice. I have used this kit at home, and it's cool. It comes with this special mold, a Lewis bag, which is a heavy canvas bag you'd use for making crushed ice, a mallet / muddler combo thing, and an ice chisel / bottle opener.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Ice chisel sounds dangerous and awesome.
It is awesome.
But that's not the only thing they make. They also make something that I use all the time, which is the Highball app. This is a free app for your phone. It's a good thing I said that, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up.
It comes with dozens of great cocktail recipes. You can add your own recipes. You can share them with friends, and it's beautifully designed, and it's free.
I hear there's also this like simple syrup kit.
Absolutely, and a tray for putting salt on the rim of a glass perfectly, which I tried to refer to as rimming earlier and was corrected.
Yep. So, you know, this all comes from Studio Neat, and you can find more information and place your first order at studioneat.com/milk. And with the offer code milk, you get 10% off.
Yeah, get some for yourself, get some as a gift for your friends, family, whoever's drinking nearby.
Yep. What about camp care packages, though? I feel like that's the original care package of my experience.
So I never went to a sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
My daughter Iris recently went to sleepaway camp for the first time. We didn't send her a care package because we're lazy. But she said that some of her co-campers, some of her friends at camp, some of her camp colleagues got care packages, and it was mostly candy.
Yeah.
Like M&Ms.
And I mean, talk about excitement when the care package is opened. I mean, camp is like care package euphoria breaks out. That was a completely non-grammatical sentence.
Yeah, something broke out.
Camp is care.
It's a series of care package euphoria breakouts and also acne breakouts.
True. So true, Matthew. No, so.
And makeout breakouts.
God, no, I did not have makeout breakouts at camp.
No,
did you? Well, you didn't go to camp.
I didn't go to camp, so I imagine if I had gone to camp, I get to pretend that I would have had makeout breakouts. I'm sure it wouldn't really have happened, but I can make it up, right?
Yeah.
It's a made up makeout breakout.
And it is filled with euphoria.
Yes.
So euphoric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably by a lake or a pond.
Yeah, we've talked about my summer camp and my lovely hair experience, haven't we?
This sounds familiar, but let's talk about it again.
People with long hair were not allowed to wash their hair in the showers there because I guess the plumbing was really sensitive to
I don't remember hearing hair. This story,
anyway,
and that seems like discrimination.
So all of us who had long hair, men and women included, had to do what they called lovely hair, where you would go stand out like on the side of the mountain with a plastic jug from the dining hall, and you would take turns pouring water over each other's heads, and then you would soap up, and then somebody would pour water over your head. And
was this some kind of like re-education camp?
No, this was Geneva Glen Camp in Colorado in the
late 80s. Because it violates the Geneva Convention.
Yeah. Anyway, but we called it lovely hair, and I think you did it like once or twice a week or something.
That sounds terrible.
It wasn't that amazing. I feel like now, I mean, it was almost always girls that had to do lovely hair, and I feel like that's not okay. I mean, the boys get to wash their hair in the shower and girls have to stand on the side of a mountain with a pitcher of water.
Okay, that is totally unfair on the one hand. On the other hand, I did have long hair and I would have loved standing out on the side of the mountain with a bunch of girls watching their hair. Yeah. It sounds like the greatest.
Okay.
Okay, and having like a care package euphoria breakout. Sounds like someone runs up with a care package while we're all like, you know, pouring water over our heads sexily.
Yeah, and screaming because the water's cold.
Yes, yeah. And like getting bitten by mosquitoes. It sounds great all around.
No, it was Colorado. There weren't really mosquitoes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
They don't have mosquitoes in Colorado?
Well, it was pretty dry there in the summer. Yeah. Anyway, so.
It was really dry there until you poured the water all over yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so, at camp, I remember I was going through a big, like, blow pop phase. Do you remember blow pops?
Oh, sure.
So I remember my mom would send blow pops. Pez.
Blow pops were the ones with gum in the middle, yeah. Not the ones that you can whistle with. I think those were like whistle pops.
Oh, I don't remember those.
Okay.
But blow pops were the ones with gum in the middle.
Some of our listeners remember whistle pops or whatever they were called that were like a hard lollipop in the shape of a whistle that you could actually blow into, and they were really loud and annoying.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm glad I don't remember those.
Okay, so yes, blow pops were great.
Blow pops, Pez in a Pez dispenser.
Yes.
And I think that she would always send me like, you know, I'm sure there was some other candy, but I distinctly remember receiving like, you know, some sort of chapstick that only preteen girls love, like something that has a high sheen to it and some sparkles and maybe like strawberries and cream flavoring.
This is giving me nostalgia for the chapstick episode.
Yeah.
That was great.
And then, of course, a letter would come with it. And it just always, something so special about, like, knowing that someone who is not present is thinking of you. I mean, that feeling never gets old in life in general.
Well, and I think, like, not to make this too self-indulgent, but that's one of my favorite things about getting a junk food package from a listener is, like, opening it up and, like, oh, cool, all this candy and stuff. And there's a letter, too.
Yeah. I know, the letter's kind of the best. Yes. It's like where, you know, where somebody confesses their true love or their true parental love. I think the best thing about camp care packages is that, you know, you were in a place of scarcity, relative scarcity.
Exactly.
So, you know, you would get these things that you maybe didn't even get on a regular basis at home, but
like love.
They would be sent to you while you were out in the middle of the forest washing your hair. And it was like an excitement beyond all excitements. I mean, it might have been a little more exciting if I was having makeout breakouts, but I wasn't.
Now I imagine a makeout breakout being just like they ring a special bell and everyone just has to start making out with the nearest person immediately.
Or I imagine it like you're making out with somebody who, I don't know, like there's a lot of chafing. And so you wind up with like a zit somewhere near your face afterwards.
That's like less appealing than the thing I came up with. But I mean, totally worth it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How
does Lori do with your beard and mustache, by the way?
Oh, we're going to talk about this?
Yeah, because I always wondered. I've never been with a guy who had a beard.
Interesting.
Or who had more than, like, you know, sort of a 5 o'clock shadow.
I think we're going to talk about this after the show.
Okay.
Fine. I don't know. No, well, she's never complained to me about it.
She must have, like, toughened up skin.
If you're my wife and you're listening, write in and let us know what you think. Or post to our Facebook page, facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Great.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be in so much trouble for this.
No, you are not. Lori loves this stuff, don't you, Lori?
Sure.
Your game.
Let's talk about, we're gonna wrap this up with, like, if you were going to receive a care package today, and I just realized we didn't specify, like, from whom, but maybe from a secret admirer.
Oh.
Who knows you better than you know yourself. This went off in a weird direction that I wasn't expecting.
Okay.
What would be in your, if you got a care package today, like, imagine yourself at camp or at college, and, I think, like, the only rule that I want to put on it is that it has to contain things that would, like, actually survive being sent in a care package. So, like, not soup dumplings.
Okay. So my first thing would be, and this could be a little tricky logistically, but I would want a mixtape. And I say this would be tricky logistically because
who has
cassette players anymore? But I would want a mixtape because there's nothing that says, like, I'm thinking of you and, like, I think you're going to like this. Like a mixtape, like you and I have read some of the same YA books.
For sure.
That involve, like, you know, teenagers and music and stuff. And like there's something really special about somebody saying to you, I love this music and I want you to hear it.
And there's a whole part about making the ultimate mixtape in high fidelity, right? The Nick Hornby book.
Oh, that's true. I think I forgot that part.
Do people still make, like, mixes for each other, like, as a seduction technique, a wooing technique?
I think people probably make Spotify playlists.
Yes, it doesn't...
It's just not the same.
It's not. I hate being the kind of person who says it's just not the same, but it's just not the same,
you know,
right?
I recently... So when my mom moved here and I had to go through a whole bunch of stuff from my sort of bedroom back in Oklahoma, I found all these mixtapes that my boyfriend in my early 20s had made for me, and he had, like, you know, done all this, like, art stuff, like doing collages at the Xerox machine at Kinko's at 2 a.m. for the, like, the liner notes, so to speak, of my mixtape.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so
labor intensive.
Like, I loved, like, the care that he put into it, and I knew that he had ridden his bike to Kinko's at, like, 2 a.m. to do this for me. Like, I knew that, and, like, that's so great. But then I had to throw those mixtapes away because it was somehow too painful to have them.
Yeah.
It just, yeah.
Would you say a mixtape is a care package for your ears?
Your turn, Matthew.
Okay. All right. Certainly white cheddar cheese. It's or Japanese cheese crackers. Either one. Okay. Those are at the top of my list.
Okay.
Some kind of cheesy crackers.
Okay. My next one would be Nerds. I love Nerds.
Awesome.
Oh my God. I love Nerds.
Do you know? Do Nerds still come in like the two sided box, or did they abandon that?
Yeah, they do
point?
Still okay. come in the two sided box. I think my favorite might be the strawberry and grape box.
You know what? This isn't on my list, but I just came up with like the candy that I want. You know what I'm going to say? It's Sour Patch Watermelon Slices.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, I feel ya.
Interestingly, that's a kind of candy. Like I buy candy for myself all the time. I have no guilt about it. That's one that I rarely buy for myself, and I feel like is like super special if someone else gets it for me. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. My turn now?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna choose something next that you just introduced me to today, and that is Oreo Thins. Matthew, tell us about the Oreo Thin.
Okay, I feel like we should do a whole Oreo episode at some point, because, like, why not?
Okay, well, let's not elaborate, but I'm just gonna say...
Yeah.
I walked in the door today, Matthew handed me one of these kind of thin little Oreo-looking cookies, and it... was magical.
Would you say it was like a care package for your mouth?
I would say it was like a care package for my mouth. Go ahead.
Okay. And I'm also going to say something we were introduced to recently, Walter's Mandler.
And
this would be like, there's genuine scarcity here in that I like tried to figure out how to order Walter's Mandler online. This was from the Norwegian junk food episode,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
and it's a milk chocolate bar with like caramelized almonds in it. Mm-hmm. One of the best candy bars I've ever had. I don't know how I'm going to get my hands on another one.
Listener Judah.
Yeah, sure. Just send us more free stuff for no reason. Thanks.
Okay, another thing that I would ask for is like a small bottle of rye whiskey.
Nice.
Yeah, specifically rye, not bourbon.
I don't remember anyone's parents sending them booze in college, but that would have been the coolest.
That would have been the coolest.
Especially
for sure.
like you know, the little airplane size bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I want the next size up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I want a $100 bill.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
I feel like, you know, I like many people in this modern world, I seldom use cash. And like, you know, I'm sure college students these days, like when they ask their parents for money, their parents just like, you know, PayPal it or whatever, or just like make a deposit in their account.
No, there's something so special about cash.
$100 bill.
Feels good. Feels good. The last thing I would ask for would be a really good letter, handwritten letter, please.
Great. That makes me feel guilty about the last thing on my list, but I'm going to say a couple more things. Hot sauce.
Like,
I feel like hot sauce was a popular thing in college. Like, there was a lot of bland food.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a good bottle of hot sauce around could be really useful.
I think Brandon might have sent me some hot sauce in that care package he sent.
I bet he did. And so the last thing I wrote in here was a magazine, and I was thinking like a, you know...
Oh, my mom used to send magazines like, in my camp care package.
Like an Entertainment Weekly or Details. But since we're putting together like my ultimate care package, I think I kind of want it to be a Playboy from the 70s.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I feel like opening like that would be like, yeah, this seems nice.
I don't remember where I saw it, but... at some point as a kid, so I had an uncle who subscribed to Playboy,
mm-hmm.
and I remember I felt very judgy about this as a child. And at some point, maybe at his house too, like I think as a joke, he had bought his wife a copy of like Playgirl or something.
Sure.
And I gotta say, like, you can be as straight as an arrow, and Playgirl is not gonna be a fun thing to look at.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, no, it's just no good.
And actually, I remember having this conversation with my freshman year college roommate, who was gay, and him being like,
Yeah, Playgirl,
Like,
no.
You know, I love a naked dude, but there's something about that magazine just not appealing.
No, it's not appealing. I'm glad we got that out in the open.
But it did exist for a while, so obviously someone was into it, and that's fine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it just didn't have the same je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, sure. And don't forget to go to studioneat.com/milk and use the offer code MILK to get the Studio Neat Neat Ice Kit or the Simple Syrup Kit or download the Highball app. They make great gifts for the holidays or for yourself.
So is there anything else we should add?
No, I think that's it. Obviously, you know, we'd like to hear like on our Facebook page or blog, like what's in your ultimate care package.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com. and at Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Mm-hmm. You can leave us a review on iTunes. It's really helpful. It finds other people.
Sure. So
it helps other people find us.
And yeah, that's what we want in our care package, your positive iTunes review. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. It's Lace on the outside and us on the inside.
Surprise!
Hello.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. Probably like.
Are you a compulsive masturbator?
What does compulsive mean?
I don't know.
I mean,
does it get in the way of your accomplishing other tasks?
Well, that's a good question. Like, what if I took a month off and, like, at the end of the month, I had, like, you know, designed a new city? I'm not saying I think that's what would happen, but who knows?
Almost certainly that's what would happen.
Like, yeah. Okay, let's be honest. That's probably what would happen. Okay. I'm so glad we have this all on tape.
Great. Okay.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.